Hi everyone, welcome to Happavize. This is your host, Amy Serafini, and today we are having a question and answer session with Lynn Waldrop about the Biohack Weight and Contouring Program. If you haven't listened to the original interview, please do that first. It will make a lot more sense when you listen to this Q&A. Today we are going to talk about some questions that we've been getting. Lynn and I were just discussing some common questions that we've seen come through our customer service email, and also we're going to talk about some of the new MP3s. Three of them just came out today. If you haven't got those, go to, and you're already registered, go to your resource page on Happavize or go log into Body Channel. We have them in both places, and you can download those and start listening to them. And we have a fun one, the cryotherapy one. We're going to talk about the cold therapy. We're going to talk about that when we talk about the new ones, some surprising things. And then we'll answer questions and talk about how to use the MP3s. I don't know if I already said that. And how to use them. And then we'll do some scans or, you know, whatever we have time for. So hopefully we're going to keep this under an hour. We'll see how this goes. I know the original interview went really long because there's so much information. So I will try to keep this brief, but I feel like we're going to have a lot of questions. So. Lynn, thank you so much for joining us and answering all these questions. I'm loving the program, and I'm excited for the ones we already have, and I can't wait for the ones that haven't come out. How are you doing with it?
I'm doing good. I actually had a bout of food poisoning, listening to my own body and my own intuition, so I got bammed the other day. So I was so happy to do the gut microbiota today, I can't tell you.
Yeah. I was excited about that one too, because the gut microbiota. So let's just talk a little bit about the new MP3s that just came out. So with the gut microbiota, the cryotherapy, cold therapy / fat freezing, and the stress eating one. So, what we're going to say, the cryotherapy, if you haven't listened to it, Lynn texted me this morning and said, please listen to this as soon as you get it. And what was your experience? Tell them what your experience was.
So most of these MP3s are around 10 minutes, but that one I just couldn't stop. So it's like 15, and I let the energies keep going with a maximum of 10 minutes after, and I've never, ever put a cap on any energies before. But it was so interesting because it's a 10-minute mark. So you have to understand this is cryotherapy, right? So what the hack is that they put you like in, I don't know, like a freezer, and they bring the temperature way, 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 way down. And if you do this over a period of time, it basically takes that brown or that white fat and turns it into brown fat. White fat's the quote unquote bad fat that stores stuff, your toxins and that. The brown fat is what actually helps to increase fat oxidation and reduces insulin resistance and all this kind of stuff. So it's the good kind of fat. Plus, it just helps to deaden fat cells that are just not needed. So, you know, the hack here was, okay, how do I do this without having a freezing room for you to go into? So all these really cool things the bodies were doing. But at about the 10-minute mark, I realized I am just sitting here uncontrollably shivering in my chair. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is just so crazy, because it's like the inside of the body, the brown fat, we turned up the thermogenesis. So it was like cooking, right? It's like you got this engine burning in there. We were turning up the fire. But from the outside going in, and the rest of the body, even like my organs and everything, it was a bizarre feeling, and it was a really interesting process to run.
So she texted me, and I turned it on, and I literally looked to see if the door was open, because it's cold here. It snowed last night, and it was like there was I had a cold breeze, but there was nothing changed. Like, I don't have a fan on. The doors were not open, and I literally just got cold. It took me about 30 seconds to get cold. I mean, I almost got goosebumps, not quite goosebumps, but almost goosebumps. So I know some of us are more sensitive than others. It doesn't mean if you don't feel it right away that it's not working. It's just you may get really, really chilly. And I told Lynn, I'm so glad this is a good one, because the cryotherapy I know is really good for you, and I cannot make myself do it, like getting into a cold plunge tub or putting on the really cold shower. I do it for like 5 seconds and then I turn it off, which doesn't help me at all. So I'm especially glad that this one of is very, very strong so that I now don't have to kind of be mad at myself for not being able to handle the cold. So let us know what you guys experience.
Now, there is one caveat to this, and that is that you need to play this MP3 for 10 days consecutively. So it takes the that repetitive nature to keep doing that to the white fat to get it to change to the brown fat. So you want to run that 10 days consecutive, and it will start that process. The bodies are saying to run. You know, I'm also trying to speed things up. So even if normal research says it takes 10 days, I'm trying to get it done in 2 or 3. But again, that's what the research is behind it, is it takes the full 10 days. So when you do that, make sure you're not playing the heat therapy that we do within that 10-day period. So so that's one of the things we want to talk about today, is kind of how to use some of these. Some of them were a little wacky, like that one. But just and let us know what you feel, too, because I'm so curious to see what experiences everybody has.
Yeah, I did ask my customer service person to listen to it, the cold therapy. She did not get cold. But she really liked the stress eating one. That was her favorite out of the three today. So it is normal for, you know, you to be drawn to certain ones, have more effects from other ones. So, it'll be interesting to see what you guys think. I wasn't expecting that, for sure. I wasn't expecting to get cold from listening to an MP3. Let's talk about how to use the MP3s. We talked, when we had our original interview, we had the three that were in the beta test. Those were available. And now, since then, we've added 5 more. And so we'd said at the beginning, you can listen to those every day, those first 3. So what are you suggesting, Lynn, about the 5 new ones?
So we've added leptin, which you definitely want to run. And these, you know, most of them I don't necessarily have a problem if you kind of string together. I know a lot of my clients like to do things like that. You know, some of the bodies are saying that the HGH one might be a little bit, like, if you've been running that every day for the last almost month, you may want to cool out on that one and let your body have a little bit of time to kind of get re-caught back up. But like that appetite suppressant one, I would be running that every day. The storing fat, I'd probably, that one's kind of the same as the intermittent fasting. So here's where you really want to start asking your body, muscle testing, do we need to continue to take these couple that we've been running every day all the time? So with the gut microbiota, one of the new ones, you want to make sure you are running this every day for at least the next week or so. Because what I ran into when I was recording it, one of the things that is in here is the bifidobacteriums. And the bodies were all like, all these different variations of these bifidobacteriums came in because there are so many people that have, you know, kind of like this concretized feces along the lining of the gut, and they have overgrowth of yeast or other bacteria, and these things are not allowing people to lose weight. So we really have to get that cleaned out. And these bifidos were in there going, we want to do this. So they just kind of ran in there and started, you know, tearing things apart and all that. So it doesn't mean that you should have watery stools or anything like that. It just may mean that you have more stools than you're used to, which is totally fine because we're trying to clean that out. And also it added a bunch of super enzymes in there on top of everything else. So that one's one that you're going to want to play every day. The stress eating, really, you know, I'd play that one once and see how you are. I mean, there's some people that they stress eat all the time, and there's other people that this just isn't their thing. So that's the reason why it's there if you need it, and it's not if you don't. But I would at least play it once because, again, we hit some surprises, did a bunch of work up in the amygdala, which is our primitive kind of brain, and how it really promotes stress eating. So that was kind of a surprise. So a lot of these you're going to want to run if your body needs it. Same thing with the flatten the glucose spikes. Some people don't have any problems with that. Other people may want to take it. If you take apple cider vinegar every day, this has an apple cider vinegar energy to it. you may want to play this instead of taking your apple cider vinegar and see how it goes for you. So, you know, all of them, everything up until we get to kind of these contouring kind of ones, the fat freezing, the ultrasound, all of that, you're to the point now where you're going to kind of have to ask your body, which ones do we need to put on hold and which ones do we want to kind of continue to play? And different people's bodies are going, okay, I here's my menu. Which ones do I want? And it can be this simple, guys, okay? You can go ahead and, like, number each of these MP3s, okay? And in the morning, you can go, body, which numbers do you want to listen to today? And it may go 1, 6, 7, and 8, okay? Now you know which ones your body wants to listen to.
And it can number them. I never thought to do that. Make it faster. Mm-hmm. And on the stress
Plus, the mind doesn't get in the way, right? Because our mind gets in the way and we go, oh, I think I really need the stop storing fat one because I feel so fat today, okay? But if you do like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, your mind isn't going, which one is number two? I'm looking for that fat one. It just knows what the numbers are and will give you, here's the ones that I really need to get your mind out.
Okay. That makes sense. On the stress and the stress eating one, is that still, because I know you do the endocannabinoids in there, which is like what CBD is, or it's a cannabinoid, but it helps with the endocannabinoid system. Would that be effective even if it doesn't lead to stress eating to play it when you're stressed?
I'm going to say yes, because we've got we added some dopamine and some serotonin stuff and that GABA, and between the GABA cannabinoids and the dopamine and serotonin, all those things are going to help mood and stress and things like that. So it would help whether it's regards to food or not.
Okay. Because I know in the original interview, we talked about how destructive stress is on our system, not just related to eating or weight, but in general to our whole function, our immune system, everything. So it's always good to have another tool for stress. And, you know, I have GABA in CBD didn't work for me, but I bought it. I've bought different things that create, you know, different types of neurotransmitters. So I think I have most of those or the precursors to those, in my cupboard. So, you know, how much easier is it to just hit play and listen to that? And then, you know, my body takes what it wants and I don't have to go sort through all my, you know, I don't know how many bottles of supplements I have. I mean, if I wouldn't be surprised if it's 100. I can't imagine how many I've bought and thrown away over the years as well. I mean, there's definitely things that I never, you know, I took a few and never used.
You know, there's so many different reasons for that, though. Like, I have clients that'll be like, okay, so I want to buy GABA, but they pick one that maybe they're a brand that their body doesn't like that their version of it for some reason, right? Or maybe this one has fillers in it, or maybe this one, you know, it has other pieces that body doesn't like, or maybe the dosage is different, things like that. Mm-hmm. And what you have to understand is we take so many supplements, most people in the holistic kind of world, but it really taxes your body. When your body doesn't need whatever that thing is you're taking, it taxes your body, makes your body work twice as hard or more, because it's got to try to figure out, well, what is this? Why is this here? I don't need this. How do I get rid of this? Can it be combined with something else? How do I excrete it? It's sitting outside the cell. What do I do with this? It's got all these things it's trying to figure out because it does not need it.
Right. Yeah. So you can definitely overwhelm on supplements. Which brings me to the question that you and I both saw a lot of, where people were writing in saying, you know, will this help me? And then they would name like a thought or what Lynn calls TFE, thought, feelings, and emotions, like self-sabotage is not a physical thing. That's a mental thing. Or I've always been overweight, my body, you know, just a belief that, you know, I've been overweight my whole life, I can't lose it. So there's different reasons mentally or emotionally that you will, you know, your mind has a large, you know, say in what happens in our body as well. So, Lynn, could you kind of explain the difference? We made the choice to do this the biohack way. So could you kind of explain the difference between a biohack versus a TFE, and then how the biohack works versus a program? Because like I've seen a lot of programs over the years in our energy healing world, and they're mostly all addressing TFEs. So I've never seen anyone come, I mean, maybe little pieces of what we've done, but, you know, maybe 95% of this I've never seen done anywhere else. So could you kind of walk people through what to expect with this program as far as what we are giving them and what this is, program is not?
Yeah, so TFEs, we all know there are lots of thoughts, feelings, and emotions can drive things, especially aging and especially weight. But in a biohack, so what we're really going after here is the appetite suppressant MP3 is probably the best example, is that, as Amy said, she has hundreds of supplements in her house. So we have 12 different supplements that we are energetically giving your bodies if they want it, because your body, we're using the consciousness of your body and it's taking only the energies that it requires, right? But there's 12 different supplements that are in that appetite suppressant. So you would literally have to take all 12 of these different supplements, green tea, white kidney bean extract, bioperinine, you know, you'd have to take all of these to match what we're doing in this one MP3. And that's the biohack part. And just like with the cold therapy we were talking about today, the cold therapy is a type of cryogenetics where you're sitting there freezing the body, right? You're trying to freeze the fat cells. And then you have cryolipolysis, which is like Cool Sculpt, where they literally kind of suck in your fat into this contraption, and then they make it so cold that it kills those fat cells. So between the two of those, we are hacking that cryotherapy and cryolipolysis in this. So that's what a biohack is. So we're not focusing in this series on those thoughts, feelings, and emotions. We're trying to take these high scale, high paying processes that you can go have done at these salons and trying to mimic those energetically.
Right. So, and as I mentioned, if you look on the special offer page, there is a section about this, about what it is and what to expect. If we tried to put every single thing that affects weight into one program, it would literally be over 100 MP3s. Because I have, in addition to these, to all of this biohack studying research I've done, I've also extensively studied the thoughts, feelings, and emotion side. And there are so many, and it's crazy. And even when we've done one in the past and people write in, there's more than I can ever imagine. So if you have a previous weight program from any healer, maybe, you know, check it out, see if your body wants to listen to any of the thoughts, feelings, and emotions MP3s that you have already for weight. It may be a good compliment. Your body may say, no, I'm going to focus on this physical for now, come back to that later. You know, just kind of listen to what your body said. There is the food MP3. I mean, we did add that as a bonus because of the beta test was right at the holidays. You can listen to that one as well, and that might be one you want to listen to at volume, as opposed to listening to silently, especially if you feel you really are, you know, you have a lot of food thoughts, feelings, and emotions. But I think what we're doing and trying to accomplish in this program and what all the energies are getting, you haven't got anywhere else. So let's see how those work. Now, like, for example, someone wrote in and said they were still stress eating, basically. Well, the stress eating just came out today. They said the appetite suppressant they were less hungry, but it didn't stop them from eating. So, from stress eating. So, they got the stress eating one today. So maybe, you know, you need both of them together too, you know. So maybe one appetite suppressant works on one level and then you need the stress eating on another level to assuage them the emotional side. So it can be a kind of a combination of things, that you personally need. And there's 17 different MP3s. So,
well, and remember,
go ahead.
The appetite suppressant, really, it literally is just that, to suppress some appetite, right? And then the only thing we sprinkled in there was a little bit of brain work on sugar craving center. But if that's not it and it's more mood related, then yes, the stress eating MP3 is all about the mood, right? The anxiety and the stress and what it does to the body to make you eat, because it literally makes you eat. So I know for us, it seems like it's the same problem, but really is a different problem.
Right. And I've definitely eaten when I'm not hungry. You know, if I've had no appetite and something is super delicious in front of me, I've definitely eaten it. So it's not just being not hungry doesn't mean you won't want to eat. Now, for some people, a lot of people in the beta test, for example, since it was right before Christmas, they were presented with all sorts of opportunities to overeat, but, you know, sweets and, you know, hot, not healthy foods, and they didn't want them. So for some people, that is what all they needed. And for others of you, you might need both.
But that wasn't necessarily a stressful situation either, right?
Right.
So that literally was just appetite suppressant.
Right. And but we did have one person in the beta that was in a very stressful situation almost the entire time of the beta, with some various different things going on, including her cat being very unhealthy. And she ate, I think you can read it, she ate 3 dozen ginger snaps. Now, she said she gained 2 pounds, but she lost a half an inch, which she was shocked. And she said normally, and then she ate she ate more than she ever eats at Christmas. So she said normally I would have gained 5 pounds in this situation. So I'm sure the stress eating would have helped her through that time.
Yeah.
But it did still help her, you know, not gain nearly as much as she would have given the stressful situation. So, it just affects everyone. The reason why it's not just one MP3 is because we all need different things, and different times we might need different things. We might need different combinations at different times. So you have all of these tools to work with. And then, like Lynn talked about in the beginning, you can ask your body, which ones do I need today? But you can also know, oh, I'm very stressed right now. Play the stress MP3. Or, oh, I'm going to eat dessert tonight. I know it's my favorite dessert. I'm going to have it. I'm going to take the fat and the glucose spikes before my meal, so that I, you know, I don't have that big, huge insulin hit that I don't want. So you can also play with them, you know, consciously, and then also let your body figure it out. So I like being able to do both ways.
Good.
Another question people had that it was about targeting. So the contouring part of the program, we have the cold fat freezing that was released today, but there's also going to be the heat and the laser one. There's going to be the ultrasound, the radio frequency, and the the thing that's like M-Sculpt, which is like tiny little pulses to tone your muscles. Yeah, it was called muscle toning one. How do you suggest people, because we've gotten people saying, for example, Nancy says, I have a fat face. I would like to contour that. I have a lot of people who write in that they have a fat belly, which we did talk a lot about on the original interview. How would you suggest people target those areas where, you know, maybe you have an area that's not super common that you really want to lose weight in? What would you say?
So, like even today, the cold therapy one, right? So, again, there's two components. The one where you're kind of being immersed in all of this cold, but the second one, which is like that cool sculpt, is a target type therapy, okay? So for that and for all those other ones Amy just mentioned, what you're going to do is when you play the MP3, basically we're going to go through and kind of do it in general, get the energy moving in that direction for the whole body. But then before you listen, or as you start to listen, you want to go, okay, so body, today I want to focus on blah, blah, blah. So like when I was recording that one today, I focused on kind of that upper fat that kind of gets squished out the top of your bra near your armpits in the back,
mm-hmm.
and the upper arms. I focused on that. So I was like, okay, body, this is where I want the energy to go today. So you can, all you got to do is ask your body, body, this is where I'd like to focus today. If for some reason it's a big fat no, you're going to know it. Your body's going to be like, no. And you're going to feel that. You're going to sense that. You may feel it a lot in some other body part for some reason, in which case you'd be like, body, why are we going there? This is where I'd really like to focus. Okay, so this is kind of a little bit of a negotiation and conversation with your body at times. Don't think that this is hard to do. This is super easy. You're literally just going to say, this is what I want to work on today. Today I'm focusing on contouring the face. Now, I would not use the Cool Sculpt to contour your face. So if it's for face, I'd probably use more of the ultrasound, the radio frequency one, things like that. Even the heat, because when I do a facelift on somebody, it's very interesting. Usually what I do is I heat up the fat and the fascia underneath the skin and almost lift the skin off, contour that fascia and fat in the face, and then now that it's pliable, and then reapply the skin kind of back down to it. So that one you can do the face, but I would not use that for the cold.
Okay, I'm going to write that in the on the download page, not to.
And
not
I'll
to
make a note
face.
to actually look okay. at facial features for when I do the fat okay. heating one.
Because I know, like the under the chin and the neck, a lot of people when they get older, it swells. You know, I'm kind of obsessed with it, so I notice it everywhere. And the people who were always thin, and then you see their profile. You know, usually in the 50s, maybe 60s. It starts to happen. So I can imagine a lot of people would want it under there. But then the other thing is, with the face, you don't want to lose it everywhere. Because, you know, people, smokers, they get that, like, hollow
exactly.
when you're thin, and you lose that fat that you want. So you want to make sure you lose it in the right areas and not just, like, from your whole entire face.
Well, that's the reason why, especially when we do the ultrasound and the fat heating, it's going to be more of kind of that contouring and sculpting, like I just said, where you're heating it and doing things to make it more pliable, and then you can kind of sculpt it to the way you want it to be. Like, this is how I can give somebody some cheekbones that haven't had cheekbones before or something like that, right? Because you're heating everything up underneath, so now that you can manipulate what's underneath. It's really not the skin that gives you what your face or certain parts of your body look like. It's what's underneath it.
Right. Okay. That's good direction. So it's easy. You just ask your body when you're starting the MP3 body, I would really love to target or lose fat from, and then you name the area.
A particular area. And so you may have to play that MP3 a bunch of times, because you may be like, okay, I'm focusing on the upper arms today. And the next day, okay, I'm focusing on, you know, my rear end or my upper back. Or so it can be different each time that you listen to it. It doesn't mean it's not going to hit those other areas, because like I said, I'm going to start with a broad scope and kind of, you know, flush it through the body to get it started. But then you need to direct it.
And that reminds me something that we talked about, you and I, in the last couple weeks, about how long will the sculpting MP3s take? Because typically when you get them in the physical world, you have to go back every week, every couple weeks, maybe once a month, and you have to have a series of these, because it takes time for your body to liquefy the fat and absorb it and excrete it. Right. You can't just dump. What did you write? It was so funny what you said. You wish all the fat you don't want would melt off your body all at once. It would be nice. But you said then it would completely gum up your lymph system, and you can't do that. So could you explain a bit more about what to expect from the contouring side?
I think from the contouring side, you kind of want to follow that rule we just talked about with the Cool Sculpt kind of thing, where maybe you're playing pretty much that MP3 every day for that particular area for like a week, right? And let it start almost chipping away at re-sculpting. I mean, I have a lot of people, you go through one session and you do a facelift and you're completely different. But a face doesn't have nearly, you know, the padding, the visceral fat and subcutaneous fat that you do in other areas. So you may have to do it for a longer period if you're picking, you know, like the hips or the buttocks or something like that has a lot more padding than the face does. So I would like play that every day for a particular area for, you know, a week or something, and see what you start seeing to happen and how quickly it happens. Now, that doesn't mean you can't play it more than once a day. If you want to do your face and your buttocks, you can play it twice. But again, I would repeat it over a process of a period of time.
Yes. And I mean, it makes sense. I think if we all think about it logically, it's not like the fat is just going to evaporate into thin air. We want our body to work with it, you know, logically, or and that's not the right word, you know, within the confines of the physical world. So you will need, the good thing is you have all of the MP3s, so whichever one works best for you or which combinations of ones works best for you. And it may be, like you said, Lynn, you use the heat and the ultrasound on the face and you use the cryotherapy or the, I'm sorry, the cryolipolysis on the belly. And then maybe after you do that for a while, you want to come back with the heat. So it can, you've got all of these to work with. Just like, so I've gone to these clinics, you know, where they have these different things. I haven't done, I've done ultrasound, I've done RF, and I've done kind of done the M-Sculpt one, just played with it a little bit. You kind of have to see what works for you. So, and the person who was doing the ultrasound on my neck, she said, this one worked really well for you. Like I can see, she could tell that it worked really well when she used it the first time. So she said, let's use that one somewhere else. I didn't end up doing it, but the point is that even in the physical world, the different people can respond differently to different things. So you want to, you know, play with that as well as you sort what your body wants.
I would completely agree.
The other question, we also wanted to talk about the fascia on the one for belly fat. So Lynn, you talked about how, you know, you can make multiple programs about the fascia on its own. So this belly fat one is going to be related to the fascia that most affects the belly fat. And could you explain that a bit more?
Well, you have a bunch of different fascial lines. So we're going to mainly work on the ones having to do with the abdomen, because this one's all about the abdominal separation, where you have that main line that goes, you know, right down from your sternum down to your pubic bone, and how that line a lot of times can get opened up, even completely separated. And that's why a lot of women have to go and have surgery and things like that. So we're mainly going to be working on the different lines that go through that area to try to tighten all of that up, just kind of like you would in a tummy tuck, whether it's the muscles or whether it's the fascia as well.
Okay, so that one's coming out later, where I just had to open the dates. That's on February 6th, so that's a couple weeks. So just to know what to expect on the fascia, where the focus is. I mean, the MP3 is called belly fat, so it's not a surprise. So that's what we'll be focusing on, but just so you know. Okay, so I think that answered the combination of, questions that we've had, the ones that we've seen the most often. So let's look at the questions that people have written in since. Let's see, where did it go? There it is. So Sylvia in Rome, she says she wants to know how to use the MP3s. Her husband is 95 and has lost a lot of weight that he didn't need to lose. And she's wondering if she listens to the MP3s at home and the vibration goes through all of our apartment, it will reach him, of course. Can I trust the consciousness of his body to not engage with her MP3s so that he would not lose more weight, muscles, substance? Or do I need to listen to them while I'm outside? Or even better, his body would take everything, which is also useful for him, like the HGH would, you know, be useful for him. So what would you recommend?
Exactly. His body's going to take it and use what he needs, like that HGH. Also, we have a lot of adiponectin kind of energies in different MP3s, and that helps to build lean muscle mass. So it burns fat, but it creates and builds lean muscle mass, which only helps to burn more fat. So you could end up sitting there creating more lean muscle while you're sitting at home doing nothing. Not necessarily even going out and doing any kind of exercise.
Okay, so she can trust his consciousness to take what he needs from the MP3s, and he's not going to get appetite suppressant. He's not going to get contouring.
No.
Okay, all right. So that's the answer she was hoping for. So, Sylvia, let us know how your husband's doing. And he's really ticking along. I mean, Sylvia's written about her husband over many years, and I hadn't heard from her for a while. And then I saw he's 95. She's doing such a good job with him. That's impressive, because I think he was 90 when I first started hearing about him.
Yep.
So that's well done.
And Michelle at 95 says, at 95 to build lean muscle mass is going to be a great help to him in a lot of ways.
Oh, that's definitely true. There's a whole thing I read about sarcopenia, which is loss of muscle mass as you age, and HGH helps that a lot. But that creates the frailty. That's when people break things when they fall and lose balance and all that kind of thing. So, yeah, so that'll be really good for him. Michelle in Melbourne says the first few days that she listened to the MP3, she didn't feel hungry, a lot of detox, a lot of awareness, still a lot of emotional eating going on now. Can Lynn check and see what's going on? In the last call, she said my leptin was also off. So we've had the leptin for a week now. And she wants to know how many times to listen. But I'm just wondering, I think for Michelle, maybe to scan and see what else is coming up that would benefit her. And then the question, should she listen to the leptin one more often?
So I get more that the leptin is still trying to balance, but she's having some of these glucose spikes, and she needs to listen to the stress one we did today, because there's different things going on in that amygdala that was the surprise for me, going on with her, that is driving her to eat. See, that's the thing. Okay. It's just the most bizarre thing to me that there's, you know, things in our body, there's things in our gut, and there's things in our brain that literally will drive us to eat and can drive us to eat certain foods. And mm-hmm. So we literally have no conscious control over that. So that was a huge surprise. And so the gut microbiota one probably is going to be another one that's going to help her, because that's going to shut down the microbiome from telling her brain that it needs to eat certain foods. So she's got kind of a combo there of different things kind of driving the bus rather than her consciously being able to do it.
Okay. And see, and it's interesting because she's calling it emotional eating. And that's, I think a lot of us think that's what's happening. We're eating emotionally, when it's actually our gut is telling us to eat sugar or carbs. Often that's usually what it wants you to eat, or those bacteria do that are out of balance. Or it's stress, and it's the cannabinoid system that's going haywire and making her do things. So it may not, for people who stress eat or who emotionally eat and, you know, blame their behavior on emotions, it may not, I mean, I'm not saying it's not a part, but it may very well be these physical processes that are happening. And once you can get free of those, then the emotions are a lot easier to deal with, that come up. So that was a good question. Thank you, Michelle. Let's see. Elizabeth, so I've made this just an interesting question. She wondered, how does the spike protein affect, or does the spike protein affect weight?
It can affect everything, but it's not as much. Let's not blame that. Let's just say that.
Okay. It's not a huge factor. There's lots of bigger other factors that are bigger.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. So a couple people have asked about the leptin in T3. Is that one that you can listen to more than once a day?
Yes, you can listen to that more than once a day. In fact, you may want to consider listening to the leptin one before you eat.
Okay.
So that it makes sure that that's balanced out when you go to eat. So that things don't go off the rails.
And when you get full, you actually know you're full, not not still thinking you need to eat. Let's see. So Kathy, she says, I've been listening to the MP3s twice a day, but I still was eating mindlessly. I still stood at the counter eating mindlessly. And then she says, ancestral or childhood, I'm not sure. So what would you say to Kathy as far as what does she still need? Is the stress eating one going to be big for her?
Yeah.
Okay.
So any of these that are kind of this emotional one, you know, the stress one is your go-to.
Okay.
Stress I would use her body's the same as Michelle's. I would use the stress and the microbiota together, because it's a combination of your gut and the bacteria in your gut saying, this is what I want you to eat, versus your amygdala and different places in the brain that are saying, this is what I want you to eat.
And I forgot that in that gut microbiota one, there is a Tia Brownin, which is the substance that's found very strongly in poo or tea, which is a fermented tea from gardenias, I think. And it is, I've been reading more about it since we even had the interview, and it's a big deal. That Tia Brownin is a really big deal. It does a lot of things, and it helps the bile acid production. It helps with these acetyl receptors, which drive weight gain as well. And it does also helps with the microbiota. Like it works on all the levels. So, and that is in the gut microbiota one as well. So you want to, I think that's going to be a great one for everybody to listen to. To get our body and our gut imbalance, but also the Tia Brownin for other things as well will help you. And the other thing I was going to mention is a lot of this stuff is anti-aging as well. So when we talked about the HGH, that's an obvious one, but a lot of these things, the flattening your spikes, leptin, these are all things that change as we get older. So for those of you, especially in the biohack anti-aging one, this is going to be very complementary to what you're already doing with those MP3s. All right. Let's see. Okay, so Lean, I guess, she wants to know for sure, is canola oil really that bad? We talked about it in the first one.
1,000%.
I couldn't agree. She says, I know Chinese people who fry with it and live long, healthy lives. But the interesting thing about canola oil has only been around since 1978. So I don't know if what they were using for them to be long and healthy lives. That's not even 50 years. If they transitioned, and I can't imagine people in China transitioning to canola oil as soon as it was released. So and they may have had the good fats already. So maybe it won't kill you. Maybe it won't be like a smoking gun, but it is awful. And I've read so many studies about it. It as well as what Lynn knows energetically. It is awful.
Yeah, I mean, you have to remember, just like that, the exhibit, the bodies, where the people have passed and they donated their body to science or whatever, and they like plasticize them. That's basically what that canola oil does. Is it plasticizes cell membranes. And it won't allow the cell says, I'm hungry for glucose. I'm hungry for this hormone. I'm hungry for this neurotransmitter. And the hypothalamus tries to send it to it, but it can't get across that plasticized cell membrane. So, and especially in that situation, it creates insulin resistance and all kinds of leptin resistance. It creates all kinds of problems.
And I would just add to what she said about people who live long, healthy lives. We also have all known smokers that smoked to the age of 90 and lived a long, healthy life. So, and we don't, none of us think smoking is a good idea. So I do, you know, I'm not saying it's impossible that, you know, maybe they started eating it when they were 20 and now they're 70, but yeah, it's bad. And all of them, canola oil is just especially bad, but all of those vegetable seed oils. I remember a question from the last one that I never asked. Somebody wanted to know if olive oil was okay to cook with.
Olive oil, butter, and
lard or tallow. Yeah, and tallow also.
Or ghee. Those are really the only good ones. I mean, and even olive oil, you have to be careful kind of how high you would use it to fry things. The rest of them, just know that they're going to give you problems. You know, if you want to take wings and you want to deep fry them, you're most likely not going to use olive oil. You're going to use something else. So just know that you know, there may be some repercussions to that, and you'll just have to deal with it. You know, Not everything that's out there is our friend, and I really believe that is one of the biggest epidemics that we have today is the illness that people have because of our ways of food processing that have come out in the last 50 years. I mean, back in those days when the people smoked for 50 years and they never got sick, it was also the day that they were working outside and smelling fresh air all day, and they were eating fresh food and all that kind of thing. You know, you don't really see people that have been smoking that are super healthy when they're inside jobs and they have all this stress at an inside job and we're eating McDonald's and all this crappo food. So they, you know, you have to kind of separate what were the environments in those situations.
And butter is your friend. So I think part of the problem is most of us that were alive in the 80s and 90s were told to stay away from butter, like it was gonna, we're just gonna have a heart attack as soon as we ate it. But it is actually, there's butyric acid in it that does a lot of good things for your gut. There's a lot of good things about butter and ghee. So if you don't know what to do, use butter. So like if I'm making a cake, I melt butter. You know, they'll say olive oil. If you're making a cake mix, for example, it'll say, actually it'll say vegetable oil. But just melt butter and you, I think you have to, I forget, I think you have to add a little bit of water, because the butter is a little more concentrated. Just go for butter as much as possible. And like you said, with olive oil, you can't like fry in it. But if you were baking some things with olive oil, that probably would be okay. Like at 300 to 350, it has a lower smoke point, than these vegetable oils. Okay. So let's see. Okay, so Deb writes in, Lynn, I really felt the new cold therapy NP3 and the target area of my choice felt looser and liquefied, not as tight. What happens to the brown fat after it is changed from white fat? How does it get sucked out or detoxed out of the body along with dead fat cells while using this NP3?
So the brown fat cells are the ones that are the thermogenesis, the ones that turn up the furnace in the body, okay? And the brown fat basically helps to oxidize all that other white fat. So it basically works to burn that white fat. So when this gets kicked up, it helps diabetes, it helps insulin resistance, and it helps to produce adiponectin. So we've talked about this several times today. So brown fat produces adiponectin, which is going to make you make more lean muscle, which is also going to help to burn more of the white fat. So the brown fat is good. Okay.
Yeah, we want to
don't
keep that.
Think you want to keep that. So don't think to yourself, oh, I want to get rid of all that fat. No, you getting rid of all your white fat, but holding on to your brown fat, you'd be square. So that's what the target is. All that subcutaneous fat, if you feel like you got a roll or something, that's not going to be your brown fat. That's going to be excess white fat. So the brown fat is just going to help to burn that off, help to produce that adiponectin, which will make more lean muscle mass, which will just continue that cycle. So we want that.
And the white, the dead white cell, white fat cell that goes through your lymph?
The body just kind of chews them up. So it can either be excreted or you actually have some of your immune system cells that are just kind of your cleaner cells and they just come and eat it up. So it can go in several different ways. Sometimes I will say that when you're releasing a lot of fat, you may see even in your urine or your stool, it may be a little more oily. So if somebody's one of those that kind of likes to keep an eye on what's coming out, you may notice that, and that's okay. That's a good thing. That's where it's getting rid of some of that.
Okay. Let's see. So Catherine says that she's been listening to the MP3's 24/7 looping since it was launched, and she's going up and down a couple of pounds with no inches lost. So stress is an issue and cellular hydration, even though I drink fluids. So what would you say to her first about how much she's listening to these MP3s and also what she might need from the future, the ones that haven't been released yet?
So there's so many of them that haven't been released yet. Like this gut microbiota, one we haven't even talked about is the binders to excrete toxins. That's a huge one. And I get that you've got some of that going on, Catherine, where there's just different toxins that are in your body. And remember, what does that white fat hold on to? It holds on to all of these toxins. So we've got to pull those toxins out of that white fat as well. So there's several different things, but did she say she's looping it 24/7?
She did, yes.
Okay, I would not do that. So the consciousness of your body only takes what it needs, but also think of it this way. If you're standing there and your child is 4 and keeps going, mommy, 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 and you're like, just a minute, hon, mommy, 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 I mean, that will get annoying, right? So if you play this 24/7, that can also get a little bit annoying to the body when, again, it's not something, it's like, okay, I've already got enough of that today. You know, I get it. I hear you. I know you just played that. I hear you. So I wouldn't loop that 24/7. If I was going to loop it, I'd loop it and play it maybe once or twice a day, but I wouldn't loop it 24/7.
And like you mentioned in the beginning, especially maybe the HGH ones, you may need to take a break, pause it for a week, pause it for 2 weeks, come back to it. You still want to kind of treat them as you would supplements in general, even though this is like 1,000 supplements in one. You still don't want to take every supplement you have every single day for the rest of your life.
I mean, so Catherine, use that example we talked about where you number the MP3s and you say to your body, which ones do you want to hear this morning? Which ones do you want to hear this afternoon? Okay. And play everything 2 or 3 times a day, whichever ones the bodies are picking. Okay.
And then it made me laugh though, because I also think about when you go to a pool with a little kid, watch me.
Uh-huh.
Like, I don't even want to go to the pool with you anymore because you won't shut up. So I think we've all been there with little kids. Okay. Let's see. Judy would like a scan that she says, I'm on a frenzy eating pattern and I don't understand what's going on. Can you check which ones I need?
I'm going to go right back to, she needs the gut, she needs the stress, and then she's also going to need the binders one for the toxins.
Okay. Yeah. And that one, let's see, when's that one coming out?
The 30th.
Next week. Okay, so you'll get those soon. Perfect. So it sounds like the stress and the gut are pretty big. For if you haven't seen results you like yet, if you're still having trouble eating, or not trouble eating, but, you know, eating too much, then those are going to be pretty big for you. Let's see. So Karen wants to know, we talked a lot about how often to listen to them and how to determine which one, but can they be silent, or should I listen to them?
Of course.
Okay.
I would, any of the MP3s I ever do, I would listen to it at least once. After that, if you choose to just put it down on silent and let her play, that's fine. But at least kind of consciously, your body kind of knows, or your mentally, I should say, you kind of know what's going on. And then after that, it doesn't matter.
Okay. And then someone else says they have the biohack anti-aging, which is the first program we did for the biohacks, and that has like red light therapy, vitamin C, methylene blue, a lot of different IV transfusion type ones. Can I still listen to all of these from the anti-aging while I'm doing this weight program?
Yes, and I would say, again, a smart thing to do would be to number all those anti-aging ones and number these and say, okay, so which ones of anti-aging do you want to hear today? And is it okay to play it in combo with these, which ones I want to play in the weight one? So that way your body can help guide you the easiest way. It's the easiest way I know to teach people.
Okay. Michelle wanted to know if she could upgrade from the weight to the combo. Yes, you can. And just email us at customer support, which is support@hapavise.com, and we can tell you how to upgrade from to add the contouring on. It can go either way. If you bought either the weight or the contouring and you want to upgrade to the combo, just email us at support@hapavise.com, and we can help you with that. And Anushka says, I have always an urge to eat chips and fat, and she's from Belgium, so by chips I believe she means French fries, and fat. When eating meat, not much sugar. So I think she's following on from the conversation about canola oil. So it's meat, it's juice from the meat, fat from the meat, and butter. So she's saying, is this better, more helpful for me than the seed oils?
Those are always going to be better than the seed oils, always.
But your chips are probably going to be fried in vegetable oil. So even, I think I mentioned in the first call, a place I went, they said they used duck fat, and then I found out that it was mostly peanut oil and some duck fat. So even if they advertise, I know your chips are fabulous in Belgium, and you're the home of the French fries, but I believe they still use vegetable oil. So that's going to be not good, even if you dip them in butter and meat fat.
I would agree. So, you know, you may have to do things that where you can add flavor. So even if you do them, fry them in a pan in olive oil, and maybe put some of that duck fat in there. So anytime you're going to deep fry, most likely you're not going to get what we're talking about. You're not going to get what we want because nobody's going to spend that kind of money on olive oil. It doesn't have that high of a temperature, and you're not going to do that with butter, and you're not going to do that with ghee or any of these other ones. So again,
McDonald's did used to cook theirs in beef tallow for many, many, many years until it got really cheap, like in the 80s when all the seed oils became very cheap. They switched over. So it is how they used to do it. But you know, it always wins cutting costs. Let's see. And then Suzanne in Ireland would like a scan. She thought she was losing some inches, but she seems to have reversed. Any ideas on this?
She's gut microbiome and the toxins.
Okay. That's the binder ones that comes out next week. Okay. Let's see. So,
I'd like to know how often she's been playing HGH.
Okay. And I forget who I just said that was. That was Suzanne in court.
Suzanne.
Because she might be playing it too much or not enough?
I don't have that. The body's just saying the HGH
Okay. All right. So, Suzanne, if you can let us know. The people that have written in about ancestral issues, childhood issues, that kind of thing, just as a reminder, this biohack program is not about those types of issues. This is about the physical processes in the body. So I'm not going to ask those questions specifically since it's a little off of our focus for this program. This can have a part like we talked about in the beginning. So if you missed the beginning of the Q&A, listen to that again, and we went into some detail on it.
Amy?
Yes.
The only other thing I'd say about that is if you're really concerned about that, play the leptin one because that's the one that it can get passed on genetically, you know, from lifetimes of starvation of a particular culture, the Irish, the whatever. So if you're concerned about ancestral stuff, play the leptin one.
Okay. Another person says, what about plant-based butters? Those are all made from seed oils, usually from canola oil, sometimes olive oil, sometimes palm oil, which is actually, if you had to eat a plant-based oil, it would be palm oil has the least amount of the PUFAs. The plant-based butters, most everything vegan, it's got the bad fats in them. I've looked extensively. I was at Whole Foods last week just trying to find crackers without vegetable oil in it, and I could not. I finally found some Triscuits that were like just whole wheat and water, but they weren't organic, so I didn't buy those. There was literally one thing there that did not – crackers that did not have oil in it. And you don't need crackers, oil in crackers. So it's like they add it to be mean. I don't know. Or to maybe – if we want to get into the conspiracy theories – to make us unhealthier, which I completely believe. Oksana asks about avocado oil or coconut oil. Coconut oil is very good. That is a mono or a saturated fat. So occasionally you can find chips that are fried in coconut oil. That's about it. They're very hard to find. Avocado oil is, it still has high polyunsaturated fat, but it's got other properties like olive oil that make it better. However, as I mentioned in the first one, they use the worst avocado. So, you know, avocados are so expensive. So if they can sell it because it's a good avocado, they're going to put it on the grocery store shelf. If they can't use it because it's just rancid and black and mush and everything, then they make oil out of it. So usually you're not going to get good quality. You're going to get rancid, bad olive oil. You know, those ones that get smoky, that, you know, how avocados get. In theory, avocado oil would be better, but it's not really in practice. They also cut it. They also like to do with olive oil. They put soybean oil in it. They use other oils in it to make it go further. Okay, so Carol says, Can you tell us that in the body contouring, her issue is lax muscle tone, especially thighs and butt. So how would you, and it was someone else who mentioned a flat butt. And I think we did have that in the first call, but could you talk about that again, how to target not just fat loss in certain areas, but how could you target muscle tone or gaining muscle in certain areas?
Well, even when we do the radio frequency for fat, or we do that heat, heating the fat or the ultrasound, so you can still back in that rear end area be like, Sabati, we want to perk this up some, right, and have it kind of re-sculpt, just like I said, re-sculpt that face. But when we do, there's one in here for muscle tone, I would use it in combination with that to say to build that particular muscle group. Again, we've got adiponectin and a lot of these about building lean muscle. So in any of these MP3s, you can sit there and go, okay, so if this one has, building lean muscle in it, let's build up that rear end muscle, right? So you can use your voice, use your thoughts to say, if this is in here or this is what I would like, can you make sure that this gets done? And the body will try to respond.
Okay, so that will be the toning muscle one that is released. That one's actually the last week. So we're first working on losing the fat and then toning the muscle. Although some of these things, like the HGH, for example, will help with muscle tone. The adiponectin will help with muscle tone. The actual one for toning muscle will be on February 20th. So you can use your body to target gaining or toning muscle or gaining muscle in certain areas the same exact way with that MP3. Okay, one person asked about addictions. So if you have a sugar addiction, I can't find her question, but she was an ex-smoker, so she switched from cigarette smoke to sugar, which is very, very common for smokers and alcoholics. Once they overcome that addiction, they get addicted to sugar. Would this still help for people who have that kind of have an addiction issue?
The appetite suppressant one has some brain stuff and reward center stuff for sugar, especially. And then the gut microbiota has where we're working. Stress eating has where we're working with the amygdala and a lot of these mood centers that, again, should actually help with some of that addiction.
Okay. Patricia says, does it matter the order in which we listen to them? Say you get the numbers from your body. Do we want to listen to them in the order that they're released, or does it matter?
It doesn't really matter depending on what the situation is. But, again, so really we have kind of like two different sets of MP3s here, guys. So we have the ones that are really like the losing the weight, the appetite suppressant, stop storing fat, the HGH, the leptin, the gut microbiota, stress eating, glucose spikes, PUFAs, toxins. So we have all of those. That like is one group. Okay, so that one I would group together in however many that is, say 1 through 8 or whatever. Okay, but then like these other ones that are the more, you can add belly fat to that as well. But then you have the more contouring ones, which are these cold therapies, the heat therapies, the ultrasounds. You know, those ones you can play a bunch of times, right? Because those are the ones you're directing to say, go to this area, do that area. The original 8 or so were the ones where I would be like, okay, so which ones of these do we need to actually get things moving to lose that weight? And those are the ones that I would really number and be like, okay, which ones do we need to play today to maximize what we're trying to do?
Okay. So
does that help kind of separating the two groups?
I think so too. So if you look at the special offer page of the weight, and we have the contouring, and then we have the combo. The combo has all the MP3s in it. If you look at the separate ones, there's overlap for sure in the weight and the contouring, but the contouring one especially, I think, is what you're talking about, which is the heat, the cold, the ultrasound, the radio frequency, and the muscle toning one. Those ones you can listen to for targeting different areas of your body for many days. those aren't as picky because they're going to just, you're sending them to one specific area. And you might have to listen to them multiple times so that you can send them to different areas and say you want your belly and your chin and your upper arms and your inner thighs or your haunches or your hips. You know, everyone has areas that they want to lose, and some people have want to lose all over. So you can listen to those more often. And the ones that are more like the first ones that we released with the flatten and the flatten spikes and the leptin and the appetite suppressant, those are the ones you want to ask your body about. So if you don't want to, you could still ask your body about the other ones as well, but if you don't want to, you can listen to those more often. Is that right, Lynn?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, I think we're going to, we've run over an hour here, so I want to wrap it up here. So I think the main takeaway for people who haven't seen results yet are the gut microbiota and the stress one that came out today. Those are going to be really big ones for you if you're still eating and you don't want to be eating. And the binders. You said the binders was big for a lot of people as well. And that's coming out next week. Okay.
Yes.
So for those of you who've written in that have it, that are not seeing as many pounds lost as you would like, work with those. And we talked a lot about how to use the MP3s, and I really hope people can start to use the directions that Lynn gave about numbering them and asking them. I'm sorry, Alexa just started talking. I don't know why. And I name her Echo. Oh, I'm not going to say it. I don't even name her that other name so that she doesn't talk in the middle. I don't know what that was about. So anyway, that will hopefully help you kind of fine-tune your program, because it's going to be different for everybody. So it's really not possible to tell you exactly what you need to listen to, how many times a day, for how many days, in what order, because that would be an individualized program for every single person. No two people would be the same. So hopefully you can work with the information that we gave you today. And if you do have special considerations, or maybe you really feel that you have karma or ancestral issues or childhood issues, a lot of trauma that's related to weight, that's what a private session will also help. We forgot to mention that. For some people, you do need a private session. So you'll know who you are, you know, if you feel like you really need to target something beyond the scope of these MP3s for your weight, then working with Lynn directly will be a big help. I think we got to everything that I wrote down. Is there anything else? You thought you were good, right, Lynn?
Yep. Nope. Everything we covered.
Okay. All right. I would look forward. Please let us know how it's going for you. And remember to go. You can go to download the MP3s. You can log into HapAvise on the My account, or you can use the click here link in your receipt, in your email receipt, to get to the page to download them. Or you can log into Lynn's site, thebodychannel.com, and they also we have them listed in both places, so you can get them either site, whichever is easiest for you. And keep us posted, and we'll see you on the next call. Bye-bye.